would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I got really concerned a moment because it rang twice, which is abnormal over the last year plus because, you know, obviously I'm clearly automatically deleted. So your automatic deletion got a little slow today. Anyway, hi there. This is the husband still trying to reconcile with his wife because, boy, I dwelled on you again, which I always do because I'm fond of you. Saturday, I saw Gary, and you may recall that I mentioned that a couple weeks ago, Lynn was laying on the floor, and I picked her up off of the floor to put her on the couch. And then, about a week later, she died. I picked her up again. It was strange, because Gary said, "Get that box down, please." And modest-sized box. In it was the cremated body of Lynn, which was really strange, you know, because I'm holding this box. We did not open it, fortunately. But it got me to think, because, you know, especially the three gentlemen that I continue to consider, and they continue to remain in my prayers with the hope of reconciliation, Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. And I wonder which one of us will die first. Because if it isn't me, then they've closed the door to reconciliation, even though they've been appealed to over and over and over again. You know, will they end up in a box? And then, of course, there's my wife. You know, obviously, and again, I know very little about it, but some time ago, apparently, she was in a car accident and went through some difficulties, my guess, because, again, I only got like one picture and a comment on the picture about how it was took 8 weeks or whatever it was. So there is always the possibility, because, again, I'm in excellent health, that I could outlive my wife. And so, you know, I assume from the attitude she's expressed lately, she has no intention of reconciling with her husband, which obviously is more than unfortunate, and of course, it concerns me because she writes, "Jesus is the Redeemer," and yes, that's true. But he's the Redeemer for those who show love to him, and how do you show love to him? By obeying him. And it really, really concerns me because I love my wife. I love my wife intensely. I also, because I was tidying up some things and I watched the Keeping the Promise video, which is rather old now, but still, I just, again, I am really amazed, you know, that Eric Lee wrote those words and then she asked me to narrate it, and I remember at the time, where on earth did she get these words? And even though now she recoils from it, those words that she wrote, that I spoke, I'm living. And it really gets to me. And of course, the photo that she used in that video is the photo that's in this postcard that continues to go out. I also watched some videos from, I just picked some from 2017 to remind me of some older stuff, and I recommend them. You know, for example, there was one about my accomplishment on the Greenway that I made my 8-mile trip at a 4-mile-an-hour pace. That was a big deal for me back then. My request to the Lord is that I'll be able to do that at 4 miles an hour until the day takes me. But right now, that trip is not 4 miles an hour. It's 4.7. And, so I can do that round trip fast. It's not an oddity. It's the norm. 4.5 is easy. 4.7 is the norm. I also watched the one about preparing our kids to contend. And, you know, even though it's 4 years ago, it hit so many of the points that are the constant things even now. And I recommend it because I want my kids not to run in the corner and hide, like Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman do, not to close the door to somebody, you know. It's, I described it recently because it is very clear. We're called, to love our neighbor as ourself. This is the number two of the top two commands. And of course, Jesus asked, who is your neighbor? And gave the example of the Good Samaritan. Who was the Samaritan? The enemy. What are we called to do with enemies? To bless those who persecute you. So we contend with people we agree with and people we disagree with respectfully. But we don't run and hide. We don't belittle. Again, the difference between contend and contentious. Contend or agonizomai is we're struggling for a common goal, the truth. Contentious, the phlonikos, to triumph over a friend, is not what we do. We're not trying to defeat that person. We're trying to contend with them, going to the same goal of the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus. As in, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The other one that I watched was You Would Not Exist, from December 23rd of 2017. And it was specifically addressed to George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. Because it was that avid pro-lifer who said, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to do anything to hinder children. And therefore we have nine. I say nine walking the earth because obviously Zadok is K-12. but then, again, it is that going back to the contend idea, I was the pro-life advocate. But we're called to refine, to mature, to go closer to perfection or completeness. And one of the ways I will contend that I have matured being pro-life, as I've described, I've moved from Psalm 139 to Genesis 1, be fruitful and multiply. And I've also gone from, yes, I'm going to proclaim, be fruitful and multiply, but I'm not going to impose that. Meaning, I'm not going to strive to impose laws to prevent people from killing their children. Because in doing that, it requires a state, and asking for a state is a rejection of the Lord. And it has been really phenomenal because with two different gentlemen, we've been on the issue of the state. We've been digging really deep into it. And, especially people jump to Romans 13. Romans 13 is not a call for us to establish a state, but to submit to one that's imposed upon us, but not become part of it and not ask for it, which voting is. So it's been interesting because actually three gentlemen we're not on the same page. But with at least two of those gentlemen, we're contending, striving to know the truth, not trying to defeat the other person, not try to get our way, striving to know the truth. What is it the Lord is saying? Because I don't want to follow me, I want to follow him. And I want to instill that in my kids. Because obviously, look at the examples. Well, the examples that I'm clear on would be Eric, Lee, and Jack, who have obviously walked away from Christ. And Tirza, I don't know. She seems to be part of the world. And Julia seems to be striving for Christ, but I don't know what's happened to her. I'm really concerned for my Julia. Anyway, I wanted to tell you all these things, and I want to have a dialogue face to face with my kids. My family, I really love you. And, of course, Dorothy Jane, I am intensely in love with you. Oh, one other thing. One of the other ones I watched of the videos from 2017 is the In Our Rut. And I really think that also was significant, because the objective there is that we get into a situation where this is our norm and this is where we stay and we're not comfortable with changing it. The Lord commands us to love. I am willing to change a whole lot in order to reconcile the family. What are you willing to change? Or is your position so important that reconciliation is out of the question? It's a tough question, isn't it? My lady, I love you.